The former governor of Illinois, who won international acclaim from death penalty opponents when he declared a moratorium on state executions, has been sentenced to prison. Former Governor George Ryan will go to a federal prison for steering lucrative state contracts to political insiders in return for vacations and other benefits. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this story.
George Ryan never took the witness stand during his trial, but before he was sentenced, he did address the court, saying he realized people have lost faith in government. The former governor said the people of Illinois had expected more from him, and he'd let them down. Ryan, who has steadfastly denied any wrongdoing, said he was proud of his accomplishments, but he should have been more diligent, more watchful, and he called the day the saddest in his life. Outside the courtroom, U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald called it sad, too.
We hope that somewhere out there, at some point, will people stop and think and look at what's happening and realizing how just horrible corruption is, what it does to other people, what it does to the victims, and last, what it does to the people who get caught doing it. Maybe at some point it'll sink in and this will stop.
Ryan was convicted last April of racketeering, mail fraud, and other charges. Prosecutors said he doled out big money contracts and leases to political insiders in exchange for a free vacation to the Caribbean and other places and valuables, including cigars, books, and a golf bag for him and family members. Federal Judge Rebecca Palmeier sentenced him to 6.5 years. Defense attorneys had argued for a shorter prison term, citing Ryan's age, he's 72, and his health problems. Ryan said the government's long-running investigation had been a toll on his family, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Patrick Collins agreed.
As we said in court, we don't take issue with that. There certainly is victimization of innocent people on the defendant's side of the ledger. But I think that pain, as serious and strong as it is, pales in comparison to some of the pain that was suffered by the victims of the corruption in this case.
Those victims, said Collins, included the public, people who were trying to conduct honest business with the state, and even more so, 6 children who died in a fiery car crash more than 10 years ago. The government's probe began after investigators found a truck driver involved in the crash had obtained his driver's license illegally by paying a bribe to workers in the Secretary of State's office, which Ryan headed at the time. So now, Ryan has become the 3rd former governor of Illinois to be convicted of a crime. But supporters say that will not be his legacy. As governor, Ryan put a stop to executions after 13 death row inmates were found to be wrongly convicted. Before he left office, he also cleared death row, commuting sentences and pardoning inmates. Rob Warden, who heads the Center on Wrongful Convictions at Northwestern University, says it is Ryan's legacy of reforming capital punishment that will survive.
And I also believe that it is really a noble legacy. It's probably one of the more courageous things that any Illinois governor has done in the arena of criminal justice.
Ryan's lead attorney, Dan Webb, says he's still working to repair Ryan's current reputation. He says he's convinced that the jury deliberations were faulty since 2 jurors were dismissed before arriving at a verdict. He's appealing Ryan's conviction.
And based on the jury deliberations, we are very hopeful that someday this conviction will be reversed and George Ryan will be vindicated and this conviction will be put behind him.
George Ryan is to report to prison on January 4th. His attorneys are trying to keep him free on bond pending his appeal. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.